Live from Studio A in West Hollywood, perched like kings over living our kingdom on the world famous Sunset Strip, you're on the air with the Motivational Comedy Network, a show that's taking motivation to a new level. Brought to you by Cellular Fantasy, providers of cellular products and services to Los Angeles. They do it all. And Magicware, providers of high-performance contact software systems that simplify your day-to-day business life. Hi, I'm Jay Taylor.
Hi, and I'm Cash Landy. How you doing?
It'd be nice if you had a level. It'd be nice if you had a microphone level. Okay, thank you very much, Scott. All right. Now we're back on board. Nothing like starting off with a good laugh, right?
Oh, yeah.
You get all the levels set, and then somebody gets to
turn around. I'm so excited.
I did that on purpose.
I know.
So Cash would loosen up.
And Ava's not even in here with a distraction, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either.
All right, okay.
Welcome, Los Angeles. Today, what a show we have.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
You've been nervous about this all day.
Oh man, I'm hyper.
Yeah, it's like the king of all the king of all not media, but the king of all motivation is here in our studio. Oh, well, actually, he's going to be on our phone in our studio.
That's right.
Not actually here, but on the phone in the studio.
America's number one sales trainer, Tom Hopkins.
That's great.
How exciting!
That's terrific.
That's right.
That's absolutely terrific.
This is the guy that I found that showed me the way. Showed me the light, and so I'm really excited that Tom's going to be with us here today.
Yeah. This is a show for the motivationally challenged.
That's true.
We've got tickets to give away today.
Oh, we've got everything to give away. We've got CDs.
Yeah. And we've got Ask Mr. Comedy later in the program, a chance for you to win some more tickets and things like that. And Tom Hopkins talking about success.
My favorite part of the show, Ask Mr. Comedy.
Except
we got Tom Hopkins.
Let's give him the phone number.
Okay.
You need to start queuing up because this is going to be a busy day.
888-422-5537. Hey, we did that good.
888-422-5537. So, Cash, how are you tonight?
I am sensational, but it'll get better.
I always get that line. That's terrific.
I mean it. It just comes from my heart.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to say hello to some friends we've got.
Yes.
We've got Ava here tonight, our
hello.
Screener.
Ava.
And we got a new screener as well, Victoria.
Where do you find these women?
Hi,
the
guys.
Actors Network.
Just women. Look at her. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Ooh, baby. Well, we're very sorry that we're losing Ava to Alaska. Or is it the North Pole? Where are you going?
It's Alaska. For
Alaska.
About 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So did you get a job working with Santa Claus?
Yes, I'm his little helper.
Oh, those elves.
And tell us a little about yourself. Tell our audience about you.
Yeah,
because
Victoria.
Victoria?
Well, I can't tell everything.
All right. just a trap. Just a trap.
Well, I guess we have to have...
I'm glad to be here.
Okay.
I'm glad to be here. My name's Victoria.
Victoria's glad
and,
to be here.
And Cash found me.
That's not surprising. Cash knows how to find it.
Oh, yes. And, you know, so you call in, and Victoria and Ava will be screening the calls. And, again, the number is 888-422-5537.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you later, Ava. We really have appreciated working with you.
Definitely.
Well, I hope it won't be the last.
Yeah, I know. We want to see you back.
And we got another good buddy on the show, Scott.
Hi.
Yep.
How you doing?
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well so far.
Right. Hey, okay. Scott, you're doing a marvelous job. Thanks for the mic thing.
You know, I really did that on purpose, too.
Well, quickly, last week we had Andy Whatley, the general sales manager, soon to be general manager of KYPA.
Right.
He's still the sales manager after the show?
He left town suddenly a couple days ago. In fact, I drove him to the airport.
All right. Well, he talked about, this is what I learned.
What'd you learn?
I learned about dealing with rejection. He said he beat people up. I think he might have been kidding about that, but.
Knowing Andy, I don't know. He was in Texas at the time.
And the big part of his whole act was don't let people steal your dreams. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to convince you it's not going to work.
That's
and
right.
It's up to you. What are you going to do with that? You can either say, yeah, you're right, and give it up and let a dream die,
mm-hmm.
or you can do something about it. Get rid of the negative energy in your life. Get rid of the negative people.
That's correct, Jay. You got to get rid of the negative energy. You got to be thinking positive because that's what it's all about. The more positive you feel, the more people that'll be attracted to you, you know? It's the light of energy.
Somebody probably laughed when Bill Gates said he was going to build a computer that thought like people with pictures and images.
That was correct.
In DOS format. What if he'd have listened to that?
We'd still
be using DOS.
Or Wozniak and Jobs.
Really.
With the Mac.
Yeah.
And all those good people. So, I mean, it's the positive way of life is the way to go. And that's what we're here for today. We're going to help people out and talk about motivation and success. And we take it the right way.
And taking risks, because that's what Andy was talking about last week, too. And he took a big risk being on this show, but I think he was okay with it. So tell us, what are we going to learn this week?
Well, this week we have the topic of success, what it's all about, what it means, how do you get there. And it's not this show, by the way, is not just for the salespeople or the motivatedly challenged.
Right.
This show is for everyone tonight. So mothers, daughters, sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, any relative, This is for you tonight. The number to call again is 888-422-5537.
We're going to give away some CDs, some Tom Hopkins CDs.
That's right.
Actually, it's not just Tom Hopkins. It's Tom Hopkins and the lovely
Stacy Michaels.
Yeah.
Actually, Tom came up with an idea for the salespeople and people who want to be motivated by putting motivational music together on a CD. And he put together 8 tracks, and it's really quite good. I've been listening to it, and it's been pumping me up. Really pumping me up to music.
We're going to hear a little bit of that.
You know, a lot of people listen to tapes, and of course, this station is based on playing tapes.
Right.
But one thing Jonathan Droll said, lots of self tapes out there. Got one called How to Handle Disappointment. He got it home, and the box was empty.
Oh, that would be, that's like an empty box at Christmas, though. That's like, it's funny, but it's not funny.
Well, it's not funny, but you know, it's self help, and that's what, right. and that's what it's all about. You got to be positive. You got to look at the light side. And like I told you last week, Jay, there's 4 steps. The number one step is you got to believe in yourself.
Right.
Number 2 is you can't let anyone not believe in you in your inner circle.
Yep.
Number 3, of course, is you got to do what it is you do every day of your life. And number 4 is you got to keep going without a safety net. And that's the hardest part. The thing is you got to be willing to do it. Whether or not you end up doing it, that's another thing. But you've got to be coming from a point where, hey, I am willing to do this. I will take the chances that it takes to make it to the next level.
But that's why you're listening to the show out there.
That's
because
right.
Because you are like me in a lot of areas, because I teamed up with Cash the same way. I have a lot of questions about motivation. And it's like it's real easy to sit there and listen to tapes, and it seems like some people have all the good stuff all the time, and then other people sit back saying, I'm afraid to take risks. I'm really afraid, and I'm really afraid to do this, and I have a good idea, but everybody's going to laugh at me and stuff like that. We're trying to get you over that hump so you can skyrocket to success.
Yes. And you know, the whole thing is that we have to live our lives in a positive manner. And the American Indians have a wonderful saying. They said, when you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Live your life in such a manner so that when you die, the world cries and you rejoice. It's a great expression. It's a great saying, and that's how I live my life.
Well, I want to live mine that way, too.
That's right. A lot of people are crying out there.
We are queuing. I see the phones are beginning to ring, and we want to queue on that, give you that phone number again, which is 888
422-5537. That's right.
We're going to give away some CDs from Tom Hopkins. We've got some music CDs we're going to give away. We also have tickets to the Improv we're going to give away a little later, too.
So we got a lot of things.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of things. So how was your week?
It was actually good. Like, remember, I had a crasher last week, and
uh-huh.
I really crashed down. And in fact, my voice is crashing a little bit. And I took your advice today and made some honey tea.
That was my advice.
That was your advice. You said with a little whiskey in it too, I think, but I didn't put the whiskey in.
What I said to you is, just take it easy, relax. You know, hey, just mellow out, have a great day, and stay off the phone. So what'd you do?
But speaking of that, I mean, I told you my life is out of balance, and truly it is, because I feel like I may be working too hard, and that's got to be a problem too, because you can't be successful if you're not balanced. Is
well,
that true?
Well, especially if you're a high wire act.
Yeah, that like the great Walinda family. Is it the Walindas?
I think they're the flying trapeze artists.
Yeah,
but
right.
You need balance in flying trapeze.
Everything.
Well.
Anything off the ground.
You need balance in everything you do. It's like our lives are like a spoke. If you think of the old wagon wheel.
Yeah.
And you have to have all of the spokes in order. Otherwise, you're a lopsided ride.
Nobody wants to be a lopsided ride.
That's definitely
that
sure.
That is true.
Nobody. Well, we got a lot going on. I'll tell you, today is an exciting day. So
we've been talking about it all week.
That's right.
Tom Hopkins, number one sales trainer, is going to be here to answer your questions a little later on, and we're ready for you.
That's right.
Who'd have thought 30 years ago we'd all be sitting here drinking Chateau de Chasselet wine, eh?
Aye. In them days, we'd gather at the price for a cup of tea.
Aye. A cup of cold tea.
Without milk or sugar.
Or tea.
In a filthy, cracked cup.
We never used to have a cup.
Oh.
We used to have to drink out of a roll of newspaper.
The best we could manage was a suck on a piece of damp cloth. But you know, we were happy in those days, though we were poor.
Because we were poor.
Aye.
My old dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy you happiness, son.
He was right.
Aye.
I was happier then and I had nothing. We used to live in this tiny old house with great big holes in the roof.
House? do. It looks to have a house. We used to live in one room, all 26 of us, no furniture. Just half the floor was missing. We're all huddled together in one corner for fear of falling. Well, you were lucky to have a room. We used to live in a corridor.
Oh, we used to dream of living in a corridor. What have we got, Palafus? We used to live in an old water tank on a rubbish tip. We got woken up every morning by having a load of rotting fish dumped all over us. House?
Well, when I say house, it was only a hole in the ground covered by a piece of twig. But it was a house to us.
We were evicted from our hole in the ground. We had to go and live in a lake.
You were lucky to have a lake. There were 150 of us living in a small shoebox in the middle of the road.
Cardboard box?
Aye, you were lucky.
We lived for 3 months in a brown paper bag in a septic tank. We used to have to get up at 6 a.m, clean the bag, eat a crust of stale bread, go to work down the mill 14 hours a day, week in, week out. And when we got home, our dad would thrash us to sleep with his belt.
Luxury. We used to have to get out of the lake at 3 o'clock in the morning, clean the lake, eat a handful of hot gravel, go to work for 20 hours at the mill for every day for 2 pence a month, come home and Dad would beat us around the head and neck with a broken bottle if we were lucky.
Well, we had it tough. We used to have to get up out of the shoebox at 12 o'clock at night and lick the road clean with our tongues. We had one hand full of freezing cold gravel, worked 24 hours a day at the mill for 4 pence every 6 years, but oh, we got home, our Dad would slice it in two with a bread knife.
Right. I had to get up in the morning at 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before I went to bed. Eat a lump of dry poison. Work 29 hours a day down mill. And when we got home, our dad would kill us and dance about on our grave singing hallelujah.
Now you try and tell the young people of the day that, and they won't believe you. Oh.
Ah, Monty Python, one of my favorite bits. It's called Four Yorkshiremen. And the point of that, of course, is a little bit of an exaggeration, to say the least,
which is
about what success is all about. Here, these guys are sitting there drinking Chateau de Chasselas wine on the beach, very happy, very successful, and in the reality now they back up on what they had to do to go through to get to that point of success.
See, they're drinking that. I'm drinking Strawberry Hill.
That's all right.
That's the difference, right?
That's all right. Chateau de Chasselas wine. One of my favorite bits. But then tell us about success and what it's all about and what you got to go through. Sometimes you just got to crawl and squirm and do whatever it is that you have to do to get to that point where you reach the utopia.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at right now. We're sitting here high atop Sunset Boulevard, man.
Just overlooking the kingdom.
We've made it. We've made it. We've made it to the top, at least the top of this building.
Yeah, the top of this building. And if it all fails, we got a long way down. So
that's correct.
In fact, the window and the balcony are right there.
The window and the balcony are right there. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, boy.
We're not going anywhere. We're just going up higher and higher and higher.
Cash, we have a sponsor.
We sure do.
Magicware. They provide a high-performance contact software system that is simplifying businesses everywhere, taking Los Angeles by storm.
That's so true, Jay.
I want to know how it works. I know it's a DOS format.
Okay.
Or Windows.
It's a Windows format.
Not a DOS family.
There actually is a DOS version and a Windows version. Telemagic is what the project is called. It is an amazing piece of software.
Well, let me hear about it.
It organizes you. Right. It dials your phone. It puts your letters together. What happens is you type in something once into the computer. Now, these programs are completely adjustable to your need.
Yeah.
They're completely the kind of program that when you get it, you just say, oh, why haven't I had this before this? And Telemagic, being brought to you by Magicware, what they will do, if you call their number, and their number is right now, and for the past few years, it's been 213-852-7377. That's 213-852-7377. And tell them that you heard this on the Motivational Comedy Network. What they're going to do is they're going to give you a free trial, 40-day evaluation period with this software.
Well, Telemagic gets you organized. You got an organization problem out there. Get organized with Telemagic.
That's right.
What kind of businesses would this be good for?
Now, Magicware, what they do is more than just provide you with the software.
All right.
They provide you with the complete analysis. They will come in, sit down with you, and figure out exactly what it is you need. Then once they figure out what it is you need, they will put together a program for you, give you your needs analysis, and then develop Telemagic, because Telemagic is a program that's designed so that it could be designed for your exact needs. It's a complete rational database. It has a scheduling system in it. It has the contact database in it. It has the letter writing ability. It has the faxing ability.
That's tremendous.
It has everything that you could possibly want in a business piece of software. And for those people who are watching other people, for example, managers, there is a program in it that tells how many phone calls people have made, where they've made the phone calls to, who's been sent letters, and one of the other things, it interfaces with your email system, it interfaces with your interoffice system. So, for example, Jay, let's just say you made an appointment for me. You can just type it into your computer and send it on to me.
And you've got the information?
And I got the information.
It's just that simple.
It's just that simple.
No mess-ups, no nothing.
No mess-up, and the screens are completely designed to your company's needs.
So how do I get this?
Well, what you do is you call up Magicware, and the number for Magicware is 213-852-7377. That's 213-852-7377.
And how do I get the special?
All you do is you ask them.
You tell them. You tell them
that you heard it on the Motivational Comedy Network.
Just KYPA. Tell them you heard it on the radio.
That's right. Tell them you heard it on the radio.
They'll know what you're talking about.
Let me tell you, it does everything for your business. It will increase your productivity beyond anything you've ever experienced.
Okay, that's Telemagic, and once again, the telephone.
Yep. And then, once again,
that number.
The number is 213-852-7377.
Cash, we have a guest on the phone that we've been waiting all week to hear. And what is that? Is it?
It might be raining.
What is that? It's like thunderous. It's like, whoa, hold on. We need to check this out.
Today is your day to seize the opportunity to unleash your potential and thus become the champion of your dreams.
If you
want to
stay on top, you've got
to learn to
see.
Woo! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen of the L.A. listening audience, we have the one and only Mr. Tom Hopkins.
Tom, how are you?
I'm fine, Cash. How are you?
I'm great. I want to introduce you to my partner, Jay Taylor.
How you doing, Tom?
Hi, Jay.
Tom, I'm looking at your bio here, and it's like it would take me 30 minutes to read everything on here. The nation's number one sales trainer, world's leading authority on selling techniques and salesmanship. And it goes on.
It goes on and on. He's the best, man. He is the best. I love this man.
Well, I love teaching. I love helping people make money, and I love the fact that you're teaching humor as part of success, because if you keep laughing whenever you fail at anything, you got to be in stitches most of the time.
Yeah. So... anyway, where are you calling from?
I'm at home here in Scottsdale, and had a 107-degree day, but still went out and played golf, and it was, we always say it's dry here in Arizona.
Well, how'd you do?
Oh, not bad. I'm not a great golfer. I love it. When I started, I couldn't carry a bag big enough for the balls. I knew were not coming back with me. But, I do okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, are you getting ready for the boot camp?
Oh, yeah. In September, we're excited, Cash. We've got a great plan for people to lock them up for 3 days, and regardless of their disciplines and study habits, we're going to make sure they learn to get the job done.
That's an amazing thing. Amazing, amazing. Now, you have some special guests, too, with this, right?
Yes, I do. We're going to do a special an award to Zig Ziglar. He's retiring shortly from the motivational sales training field. I've known him 30 years, and so we're going to give him a special award, and he's going to deliver a special presentation. And Harvey McKay is going to be on, and then we're also highlighting the 5 highest paid salespeople we think in the world that are going to be giving their innermost secrets as to how they've earned so much money. So it's going to be exciting 3 days.
Wow.
Tom, I'm looking over all the information that you sent us, and I'm looking at basically, what is it? Cash, you're trying to tell me something.
No, I'm not saying okay.
You can't do nothing about that, Cash. That's a long distance thing.
Okay, very good.
Okay. You didn't pay the bill.
He was born in Burbank, and Tom actually quit college after only 3 months. He got married, had a baby, got into construction, wasn't making enough money, so he said, real estate's what I want to do. 6 months into real estate, he makes $42 a month cash. That's what he makes.
That's what comes with belief.
Yes. And after discovering that all the top producers in sales had extensive sales training, he decided to learn everything he could about training methods, pro training methods. So he gets out there and he starts building this empire. And he built his sales volume to over 14 million within 5 years. That's what we want to get to in this show, is how a guy goes from 42 bucks a month to this type of acclaim and the monetary and other types of successes.
So Tom, let me ask you, and to sum it all up, in success, what do you really feel about it? I mean, what does success mean to you?
Well, first of all, if we walked down the street and did a survey and asked almost every American, would you like success in your life? They, of course, would say yes. But then if we ask them to define it and say, all right, what is success? You would hear so many different definitions. Happiness, riches, a new car, a BMW, a new house, whatever.
Right.
But I've written a definition which I've tried to live by, and I train people, and it's basically the continuous journey towards the achievement of predetermined worthwhile goals. And if you break down the definition, it's like saying you never really arrive every month after set your new goal. Every year as you accomplish a greater income, a higher net worth, you've got to reestablish a new goal. And, you know, it's predetermined, meaning you really sit down and have some type of plan, almost like a blueprint that we build a home with. You have a blueprint for your life. And if you live by this, the continuous journey towards the achievement of predetermined worthwhile goals, it's amazing how all of a sudden you start accumulating not only financial abundance, but you also have your life happier, you get emotional stability, and hopefully physical fitness, and all the things that make a person totally, you know, what we call successful.
Mm-hmm. You used a big word that I noticed, Tom. You said if, because I think everybody out there kind of believes that you should set goals, and everybody would like to be successful, but really few people are. How do you get somebody over the hump? How do you get to that level?
Well, they, first of all, they've got to make a decision. They'd like to become a master of something. I don't care what it is, master something. Meaning, if you were to say, I'll be a great radio disc jockey, you've got to be a master of the trade. If you want to be a great comedian, you've got to master the art form. If you want to be a great speaker, a great salesperson, a great business entrepreneur, you have to say, I'm going to become a master. Then the next step is to find other masters, and then you must become a diligent student. You see, there's never been a master that wasn't first a diligent student. Mm-hmm. Now, most people want to arrive without paying the price for the journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want the end results without taking the means necessary to invest in their education, to invest in knowledge, to read books, to listen to tapes, to turn their cars into classrooms, to do what you folks do, get motivated, get excited. I mean, now half of success is being excited all the time and having the attitude to take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves.
That's right. So how does one realize it's an opportunity?
Well, I think you have to change your thinking. You have to realize if you're 30 years of age, you spent 30 years formulating thought. If you've had an environment, hello?
You're there. Oh, just
hey,
a little
Jeff?
Popping, snap, crackle, pop.
Okay, hang on just a second. If you've spent 30 years, you know, formulating certain opinions, you've got a nice, now to yourself, I'm going to change this. See, a lot of us had parents that weren't, quote, successful, who didn't teach us the right basic belief system as to success.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have peers, we have friends that are really not winners, and we listen to them. Now, I have a philosophy, Jay. I believe you don't take advice from anyone more messed up than you are.
That would be pretty hard to do sometimes.
So you're making it sound so simple. So why don't people do it?
Well, it isn't simple. The fundamentals of success and happiness are somewhat simple, but you have to live them, and you can't live them until you learn them. So I think all of us, like we spend 12 years in basic school, then we go to college.
Right.
But a lot of us were not taught fundamental people skills. We weren't taught how to get along better with others, communicate effectively,
mm-hmm.
The art of questioning, the art of listening. All these things are arts that we can learn, but a person has to want to do it. You know, I'm sure all your listeners agree with me. You can't change another human being till they're ready to change.
That's right. Yeah.
We can affect change if they're willing to become students.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people really believe they know everything. Now, here's my belief.
Right.
The enemy of learning is knowing. And when you think you believe everything and learn know everything, you close up your mind to new input.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Tom, one of the stories that I hang in so close to my heart all the time is the story when you talk about how a person becomes the caterpillar and then becomes the butterfly.
Well, that's one of my favorite analogies, Cash. Years ago, I'm always looking for analogies that make people wake up and go, you know, he's right. And if you really study the metamorphosis that a caterpillar goes through to become a beautiful butterfly, it's so much like a human being. I mean, here's this caterpillar crawling in the dirt, eating waste, you know, having nothing to look forward to but junk. And, of course, I'm sure it looks up and sees this butterfly and says, man, I want to fly. I want to get out of here. I want to have my fulfillment, my life. But then, of course, it has to be willing, and I'll make this real brief, but it crawls up on a limb high above the earth. It then starts covering itself up, gets itself dark in a cocoon, which a lot of us have to go into the dark sometimes to find the light, meaning we've got to get away from all this negativity. We have to lock ourselves up and say, time for me to go into a mental diet to get excited about life and happiness. And then, of course, as it starts to emerge, the basic metamorphosis starts to take place. It has to struggle and fight to get out of that cocoon. And if anybody opens the cocoon before it's ready, it doesn't go through the fight, it doesn't go through the struggle, the butterfly will die. It will not become a butterfly. So the analogy is so beautiful. Many human beings have such untapped potential. They could become so happy and successful if they were willing to take an appraisal of who they are, why they are the way they are, and really go through change.
That's what I'd like to kind of hit on too, Tom, is that metamorphosis, the struggle that you're talking about. Because here you were 6 months into a real estate career making $42 a month. You realized that you weren't cutting it as a salesperson. What is the very first thing you did to begin that metamorphosis?
Well, I'm going to use the term lucky. I mean, I was very lucky. First of all, when I got into real estate, I sold cheap houses, meaning I was out in Simi Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
I had no money, and all my buyers had no money.
Mm-hmm.
So we got along very well.
Maybe you sold me my house, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and if they had $1,000, they were really good, qualified people back in the 60s.
Yes.
So luckily, I went into real estate in an area. But I knew I had to learn what to do. There's a lot of people listening right now that I know they can be more successful. They just need a teacher. They need someone that they will trust, someone that they will take and start listening to and observing and learning from.
Like the mentor program.
Well, sure. It's like, you know, you look at a great comedian. Normally they have this talent.
Well, thank
that everyone's
you, like, hey. Thank you very much.
What? No. They found a mentor. They usually formulated a style copying someone, because imitation is one of the first steps in creating.
Right.
You imitate, then create. And after you start imitating, you get confidence, you start going, I'm going to now develop my own style.
Yes.
Well, a lot of that happened to me. I went to a 3-day course, similar to my boot camp I teach today, and the person teaching, Mr. J. Douglas Edwards, a very tough instructor, almost like a drill instructor. I mean, we stayed up all night learning questioning techniques, closing and the sale technique.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I never studied so hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, like algebra, geometry, and science don't make you a lot of money in business. Questioning, listening, the ability to keep yourself motivated, all these things that we now learn and teach, they make you money. Well, I was an avid student, Jay. I studied and was number one in this class of 24 mm-hmm. people when I was 20. And then all of a sudden, it became my niche. I found I could take people in the car, get them out, have fun. And by the way, you in business, lighten up. Your clients should have fun with you.
Yeah,
right.
No kidding.
I mean, I feel this way. Anytime I spend with another human being, I'd like it to be motivational in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like it educational, that we both learn something from each other. But then I want to have fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Golly,
yeah.
Life should be an absolute celebration, a joyful experience. And when you're around somebody, you know, laughter and humor, it's biblically true. It is medicine to the bones. And a lot of people get sick because of not work but worry, and they just get too stressed. Instead of saying, hey, whenever I fail, I'll look at it like an opportunity to develop my sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep laughing.
Yes.
And boy, every night, if you can turn on a good, fun comedy and something light that makes your heart and spirit joyful, that's the way you really should try to end the day. Not the negativity of the depressing tragedies in the news.
You know, Tom, you mentioned just there, I know you started talking about the championship creed, man. Let's don't leave them hanging. Give it
to
them.
Yeah, years ago, I wrote a creed. Because I called it a creed. Now today, if you were in vogue, It would be, have a mission statement.
My mantra.
Right. Well, my mission statement was, and I've written it and I've taught it to hundreds of thousands of people, it goes like this. I am not judged by the number of times I fail, but by the number of times I succeed. And the number of times I succeed is in direct proportion to the number of times I can fail and keep trying.
So
and if
true.
You analyze that, man, at the end of your life, you're not going to be judged by all your failures, but by your successes that are in direct proportion to the times you failed but never quit.
That's right. You know, I have a magnet that you gave me, Tom, and I don't know if you remember, but it says, I must do the most productive things at every given moment. And I have that right by my desk. I look at it all the time, Tom.
Well, those 12 words, you know, I've tried to teach my students, if you don't mind me calling them that, those who believe in my books and tapes and training, I try to let them know that we got 86,400 seconds in a day. No one has more, no one has less. Yet some people end up getting more productivity, and I believe the reason is they do live by the fact I must do, not I want to, but I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment, and that means you really set priority in your life. You quit wasting time and get serious about your achievements.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're talking with the nation's number one sales trainer, the world's leading authority on selling techniques and salesmanship. This guy is a joy to have on the show. And you, Los Angeles, now have a chance to talk to Tom Hopkins. Ask him your questions about motivation, about success, about anything you want. Our number is a toll-free number, 888-422-5537. That's 888-422-5537. We're taking your calls right now, so call in and we'll be talking with Tom on the Motivational Comedy Network on KYPA.
Hello, my name is Cash Landy and I want to come to your office to stimulate your sales force with the Cash Landy Self-Motivational Comedy Experience.
Cash Landy's Self-Motivational Comedy Experience uses humor as a means to deliver information that will increase the productivity of your sales and administrative staff.
Increase your productivity.
Our sessions are led by facilitators that have both corporate sales credentials and years of stand-up comedy experience. Our proven method of training is guaranteed to make your sales meetings more productive, profitable, and fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Our sales strategies stay with your salespeople when they're out in the field. And the telephone techniques that we teach your administrative staff, they have a positive impact on the quality of customer service, lead generation, and number of sales closed over the phone.
You'll always get the messages correct. But the number to call to bring the Cash Landy Comedy Experience to you is 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365. And remember, you make it happen.
Talking with Tom Hopkins, taking your phone calls right now on the Motivational Comedy Network here on KYPA. Cash?
Hey, Tom. I have a question in regards to the CD. How did you come about doing the CD for music?
Well, Cash, I try my best to always search for ways to help uplift my students, the people who believe in me. Just like you, for example, when I have an opportunity to come and be on a program like yours, knowing that, you know, years ago I helped affect your destiny as far as where you were going, then know how you've capitalized on your talents and bringing this much-needed art of humor to the public.
Yeah.
Well, see, that to me is the payment to the teacher. But I'm always looking for ways to get my people up. And I know that music is so important today.
Right.
A lot of teenagers formulate their entire value base by the music they listen to. So I decided to write an album, and that's why we call it Be a Champion, that had motivational, rock, rap, a little country western flavor,
mm-hmm.
so that people that are excited about positivity and want to stay away from negativity can listen to these songs. And so it was a highlight for me to finish them. And Stacey Michaels, if you listen to her, she's kind of a cross between Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, and I think she just does a tremendous job delivering this music that we've written.
Oh, that high voice wasn't yours?
No, believe me.
Isn't that a voice? It's great. She's wonderful. And let me ask you, does she do that voice in the beginning of Be a Champion?
Yes. That voice is mine, you rascal, you.
Well, Tom, I like looking at her. I'm glad we put her picture on instead of yours, even though you're not a...
Actually, his picture's all over there. He's got, like, all these pictures.
Yeah, but his face is a
handsome guy. By the way, you could see his picture on my website. I've got his picture on my website.
We need to take some phone calls, Tom. I got a lady named, I think I've got to see Jerry in Santa Monica, who wants to thank you for something. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You got Tom on the line.
I saw you a long time ago, and I was in a car accident, and you noticed me, and you sent me a letter because I bought everything on the table, and then... as I was going through physical therapy, each time I fell down, I would think of things like, it seemed funny, and I would start laughing, and they'd get up, and the physical therapist would say, would you at least tell us when you're going to laugh? And I said, you'll know when I fall down. And I got up, and I started, and I don't think that they knew how far I would progress physically, but I'm still progressing physically, and I intend to walk, and I just got a chance again to start different sales, and it's all starting to happen.
Well,
even though I'm having this problem.
So you are rehabilitating and getting better.
And even as horrible as it was, it was hilarious. All of it. I can't, it just was funny. I mean, when I fall over, I couldn't help but think, if I was laughing at somebody else doing that, how could I not laugh at me?
How long ago was the accident?
It was in 1986, and
now are you walking yet?
A few walks and a few bounces and then a few walks.
We love the fact that you called for talking for Tom. Now, Tom, that's an amazing thing. I thought you inspired me, but look at that. That's amazing what you've done for her.
Well, we love to hear the stories too. And Jerry, best of luck and continued rehabilitation and success.
And you know what?
Thanks so much for calling.
You know what, Tom? With your permission, could we give her a CD?
Yes, Jerry, I want you to have that CD, and now you start rocking with that music.
All right, there you go.
Jerry, call back in, and we'll get your name and telephone number, and your CD will be here for you.
Okay, who else do we have on the line?
Stuart Vaughn from Los Angeles met Tom. This is like old home week for you, Tom. He met you in 1989. Hello, Stuart.
Yes, Cash, Jay, and Tom, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Good evening, Stuart.
Sure.
Tom, yeah, I saw you. This was like somewhere around the L.A. airport. I think it was the Hilton. This was back in like 88 or 89. And at the time I was working for an business information company. And, I was kind of in dire straits financially. And I took some things away from your seminar. At the time I was making my own appointments.
Now you took it away. Did you pay for it or did you just take it?
He stole it.
I got to tell you a story I heard about this guy. Who wrote a letter to the government saying I'm having trouble sleeping. I cheated on my taxes. I want to return $500. And if I can't sleep any better, I'll give you the rest.
Really? Dude, where's the money?
Wow. So Stuart, what's the question for Tom?
Well, the one thing that I wanted to go over that there were several things that I took away from that seminar, but I was having problems making appointments, getting a commitment for people. To see me, and you told us something along the lines of, tell them just that you're going to pop by, that you're going to be in the area, and you're just going to pop in. And I used that statement, and it really worked for me.
Oh, I love that.
There's some things that I took away, just a couple things that I took away from that seminar, but that right there, basically it paid for my seminar.
Oh, I love it.
Well, my sales manager paid for it, but it paid for it for him.
It's like you want too much time, but if you say, look, I'm in your area, love to pop by and visit with you. Gosh, how can they not let you come and visit? So I'm so happy to hear that.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Stuart, for the call. On line three, we have Freddie in Los Angeles, works at home, and he wants to know about sales technique. Freddie?
Hi, how you doing, Tom?
Hi, Freddie.
How are you doing over there?
Great.
Well, first, I do want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you, and I was introduced to you through the Hector Lamarck Association.
Oh, PFS.
Yes. So I went to your boot camp last year in September. And ever since then, I've gotten some definite recognition through the company that I'm currently working for. I made Salesman of the Month a couple of times this year so far.
What kind of increase in income?
Well, the numbers in income have varied tremendously from what I used to make maybe a couple of $1,000 a month. And let's see, back in February and March, I did hit about a $10,000 marker.
Oh, I love that.
Whoa.
So that's kind of exciting.
That's great.
But the real reason why I'm calling is because my biggest challenge right now is overcoming, in my line of business, I need to get more estimates. I'm in the home improvement business, and I wanted to know what might you say to overcome. I need to get more estimates if you're in a one-time close situation.
All right. If you, first of all, you want to ask a question right in the beginning, you want to kind of say something like, Mr. Johnson, we want to give you the finest evaluation for the work you want done possible. Now, have you consulted anyone else to give you a feel, or are you, you know, going to kind of discuss this with other companies? Well, yeah, we want to get a bunch of bids. Good. The reason I ask you that is I'd like to use some leverage on my company, meaning I want to tell you all about my company, let you know what we do, get an idea of what you want. You go out and get some bids. You tell me what you've come up with. Let me come back then and go to the company and say, we want to do something so special so I can save you a lot of money. Now, are you interested in saving money? I know you are, so that's what I'd love to do. You get the bids. You find out what they can do. Let us come in and beat it. And if we can't, we don't deserve your business. So that makes sense, doesn't it?
Now, Tom, that is great advice. But now, one thing that I wanted to bring out, you know, J. Douglas Edwards, at one point, you know, it was repetition is the mother of all learning, and he kept drumming into you, practice, drill, rehearse. Today, don't people want to know that you're real and not coming up with solid words that you've already rehearsed, drilled? How does somebody take your words, bring them internally, and then put them out in their own words?
Yeah.
Well, that's really the repetition. It's almost like, I don't care what you say, you could watch a golf swing done by a Greg Norman, and you could hope to have repetition make it just like that, but it probably never will. But you take the fundamentals, you do copy, you do imitate, then you have to internalize it. I mean, I know I used to listen to someone say a sentence that I knew I liked. I would then take it and rehearse it, but then when I would deliver it, it would be naturally me. Most people just get up and open their mouths and wing what they want to say and have no structure, basic, fundamental presentation. So what I try to do is get them to internalize it, then customize it to their own temperament and personality.
You know, a great example of that is I remember you're in your training when someone says, how you doing? You said, say unbelievable. That way it could be unbelievably good or unbelievably bad.
Well, know? Sure. In fact, you know, if someone says, how are you doing, and things are bad, you don't want to say things are bad. 80% of the people don't care. The other 20% are actually happy to hear it.
Right, right. Yeah. You know what? And you know what I did with that? I turned it, now it's my, I took it, I internalized it, and now when someone says, how are you doing, I say sensational, but it'll get better.
Well, that's great. See, that type of self-talk is not only good for their ears, but it's good for you because it reinforces your excitement about what you're doing.
Okay.
All right, we got time for maybe another call here on the Motivational Comedy Network, and we've got Ben in Paramount who is scared of straight commission. He's stressed out about sales. And welcome, Ben. You're on the Motivational Comedy Network with Tom Hopkins.
And
yeah,
to the real
Tom.
World, Ben.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Ben.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to ask you about sales stress, first of all.
Well, first of all, 96% of the American population do not relate to the field of selling, nor do they like salespeople in general.
Right.
So you might as well start off with accepting the fact that we're in a trade or profession that is misunderstood. Now, I'm going to, Ben, make a suggestion to you, and I do not need to do this to sell one of the books to you out of the bookstores, but I wrote a book called Selling for Dummies. Now, you know, Computers for Dummies, DOS for Dummies, all these dummies books have done so well. When the dummies company asked me to write Selling for Dummies, they came to me and said, Tom, everyone wants to have a network marketing business today. Everybody wants a third income, but they're all petrified of the thought of selling. So I said, I'm going to write a book that makes it fun. Now, I've got more humor, more fun in Selling for Dummies than any book out there. So, Ben, I would suggest, go to any bookstore. They have the yellow and black big dummies book called Selling for Dummies. And you get that book and study it. And I promise you, you'll not only overcome your fear of selling, but you'll understand the psychology and why the art of selling is so critical to the free enterprise system that we live in.
Well, Tom, that was great advice. Unbelievably advice. Everything you say is like words of wisdom. I just love it, man.
The time has been so fleeting. Where's it all gone?
Well, you guys have been great, and Jay and Q, Cash, I salute you both for bringing something to the country that's desperately needed. And you listening, I hope you appreciate the fact that you're not hearing a lot of negative tragedy, crisis. We have enough that surrounds us. Let's just get happy, be joyful. If you live in the United States, which I call the Disneyland of the world, you should just be excited all the time.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. I have to say that this has been an experience that I will always cherish and remember. But I want to be a little bit greedy with you, and I want to say, okay, Tom, in closing, what is it that you want to leave with? If there was one thing that you could have on your epitaph, how would you want people to say, hey, that was Tom Hopkins? Tell me.
Well, I guess what I would like to have people think and say about me is that the man dedicated himself to helping others fulfill their dreams, and in doing so, he fulfilled his. We all have a dream. Everybody wants to be somebody. In this country, you have a right to be the person you dream of. So don't let anyone deny that dream, and hopefully, if one or two words or one sentence makes you a better human being, then God has blessed me with the talent to do it, and I'll be thankful to him. And as you achieve your goals, you also thank him, because we live in a totally blessed nation.
Tom, people out there want your books. They want tapes and things like that. Is there a number they can call? Where can they get it? How can they get Tom Hopkins?
Yeah, in fact, if they could get us on the website, of course, which is, you know, .com, Tom Hopkins, or they could get us at the 800-528-0446. And some of you, if you'd like, we've got a beautiful brochure on my September boot camp here in Scottsdale. And if you'll just call the 800 number, 528-0446, we'll have people there to serve you.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to commercialize this, Jay, but being you ask, I'd love to have the right to serve anyone who needs my services.
Absolutely.
Tom, I think that you provide a service that is needed, and we are doing us great service just by having you on for the LA market. It's just amazing to me that you were able to be so kind and so magnanimous with your time, and I would do anything for you, and I want to make sure that our audience knows how to reach you, and because by helping you, you're helping them.
Well, that's awfully nice. And so, Cash and Jay, continue the good work. And all
thank
of you listening, thank you so much for spending a little time with us tonight.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Good luck, you guys.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Okay, bye-bye, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hopkins.
That was. You know what? The 800 number again is 800-528-0446. And there's more that we can even give away in 30 minutes. And we've given you a lot with Tom today. So pick up on his stuff. Okay, you're listening to the Motivational Comedy Network on KYPA, and we got Ask Mr. Comedy coming up next.
Hello, my name is Cash Landy, and I want to come to your office to stimulate your sales force with the Cash Landy Self-Motivational Comedy Experience.
Cash Landy's Self-Motivational Comedy Experience uses humor as a means to deliver information that will increase the productivity of your sales and administrative staff.
Increase your productivity.
Our sessions are led by facilitators that have both corporate sales credentials and years of stand-up comedy experience. Our proven method of training is guaranteed to make your sales meetings more productive, profitable, and fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Our sales strategies stay with your salespeople when they're out in the field. And the telephone techniques that we teach your administrative staff, they have a positive impact on the quality of customer service, lead generation, and number of sales closed over the phone.
You'll always get the messages correct. But the number to call to bring the Cash Landy Comedy Experience to you is 310-391-1365. That's 310-391-1365. And remember, you make it happen.
You're on the Motivational Comedy Network with Jay Taylor and Cash Landy, and we got Ask Mr. Comedy coming up next, a chance to help you, the motivationally challenged in L.A., get past whatever you need to get past.
That's right. You heard the original. Now you're going to hear the crazy.
And our 800 number is not an 800, but an 888 number, 888-422-5537,
888-422-5537.
Cash, we have another co-sponsor today, Cellular Fantasy, which provides cellular products and services to Los Angeles. They do it all. What do you mean they do it all?
They do it all. And by the way, it's Cellular Fantasy, which is a telephone company. They are providers of cellular service throughout the L.A. area. And I have been doing business with these people for the last 8 years. Steve, Harry, Sia, they're amazing, amazing people. They are not just salespeople for telephones. What they do, you come in, you have a need. They have cellular service. They not only cover LA Cellular, but they also cover PAC, AirTouch. They have pager systems. But you know what they, for our listening audience, they are offering a Motorola StarTAC phone, the smallest phone in the world, model 6000, for free.
They're giving it away?
They're giving it away to our listeners.
What do I have to do to get that?
I'll tell you what you have to do. You have to enroll for a 2-year period of time with their PAC 170 plan. Now, what do you get on a PAC? What's a PAC 170?
What's a PAC? What's a, what,
it's a PAC cellular fantasy, PAC 170. Hey, this is a, this such a deal, as my mother would say, you know? Well, you first of all, you get 170 minutes included every month. Then, on the peak period, it's 39 cents a month, and off-peak is only 23 cents a month. You know how inexpensive that is, Jay? That is amazing. Amazing.
I know what I pay, and it sure beats the heck out of that.
That's right. And you get the phone. I had the phone in my hand today, right? And I was walking out of the door when they caught me. But that's how small it was. The phone is amazing. It's really, really tiny, and it's got phenomenal reception. And the best part, it's free. Yeah,
it's free.
Oh, wow. Free.
All right.
Cellular Fantasy. They are located right by the 405 and Pico Boulevard. Give them the address,
Jay. Okay, the address is 11054 West Pico Boulevard. 11054 West Pico Boulevard. But call them. We got a phone number, too. It's 310-478-5440. That's 310-478-5440 for your chance at a great cellular service from some really great people.
Yeah. Go down there. Tell them that Cash and Jay sent you from the Motivational Comedy
Network. Get a free phone.
Get a free phone. And not only that, I'll just give you a quick story about what happened. One day my antenna broke on the phone, and I didn't even have service with them.
Right.
But I had bought my phone there, and I went in there, and I said, look, my antenna broke. And they said, hey, you know, you've been so good to us over the years, and even though you didn't buy the service of the phone, we'll fix it for free. They fixed it for free.
Wow.
Today I went down there. I went down there just to say hello, and they looked at the chain on my pager, and they said, hey, you know, you need a new chain on your pager. And they just gave it to me. These people, I'm not saying they're going to give it to you,
but I
will tell you right now the deal with the PAX 170 plan for the Motorola StarTAC phone, the smallest phone in the world, to get that for free when you go with a 2-year contract. They're practically giving this stuff away, Jay.
Cellular Fantasy. Once again, that telephone number is 310-478-5440. The address is 11054 West Pico Boulevard. The name to remember is
Cellular Fantasy for all of your cellular needs. Pagers, cellular phones, cellular service. If you have a question about cellular, they'll be able to answer it for you.
Tell them you heard about it on the Motivational Comedy Network. Get your free phone.
That's right.
It's time now to ask Mr. Comedy. We've got a guy on the line who's been on for quite a while. I'm going to take this call right now. David from Santa Monica wants to know about the Mr. Comedy's School of Business. What?
Okay, David.
Salesforce. Tell me you want to motivate your Salesforce. David, are you there?
Mr. Comedy, are you there?
I am here. Mr. Comedy is here.
You know, Mr. Comedy, I own a small business. And there's lots of ups and downs in this business.
Are you in the elevator business?
No, we're not in the elevator business. And but let me just say, my sales force, they're really a bunch of nice guys, but sometimes I feel they're slacking off.
Aha.
You know, and I just want to know, is there anything I can do or say that isn't too pressured or isn't too off-putting to kind of motivate them, like, quickly and to get them off their cans and make me some money?
No. Thank you for calling.
It's a hopeless situation.
Sometimes they say nice guys finish last, but that is not necessarily true. In your situation, what you need to do is have some meetings. How often does your sales force meet?
We meet once a week. We have bagels and cream cheese. And,
uh-huh.
You know.
I think that the problem is the bagels and the cream cheese, you know? You're slowing them down. What you need to do is put in high carbohydrate food that they can burn off easily. Something like, I don't know, surf pasta. Yeah, donuts. No, you want to keep away from the sugar. And definitely keep away from the cream cheese.
And he needs to get the self-motivational comedy experience into his office.
That's right. The one thing that you would need is to come with the Cash Landy self-motivational comedy experience. But you've heard the commercial, and you know the number, and you've called us. And what we can do is we can come down there, and through comedy, we can help your people get a little bit more motivated.
Could you give me the number one more time?
The number is 310-391-1365. 310-391-1365. David,
Thanks, one thing
that I will say before I go is you need to set goals for your salespeople. And the way to do that, rather than you set it for them, sit down with your salespeople in the meeting and ask them what they feel that they can accomplish. And let them set their own goals. And by setting their own goals, that will motivate them enough to want to achieve them. Because if you set their goals for them, then they might not be as motivated as, you know, that's the boss, you know, I'll get away with it. But if they set their own goals, then that's what's going to be their level, and they're going to go after that goal, and you'll find that they'll be much more productive. And, of course, it's your job to make sure that they set their goals higher than you would have said it. Okay?
Thank you very much for
that
call.
Thank you
so
much, David.
That was really
great. Hang on. You know what, David? For being such a good caller, what we'd like to do is give you some tickets to the Improv for Two. How's that?
David, you need to call back in because I don't think we got your address and number. But if you'll call back in, give us your name, and we'll take care of you in the tickets.
Okay, very good.
Wow, what a fast hour.
Wow, it went by so fast.
Man.
I had such a good time today. Tom Hopkins, it's amazing.
Gosh, was that great?
Totally
that great?
Amazing.
I feel if I could spend 5 seconds with that guy every day, I would be the Tom Hopkins Jr.
Well, you're spending it with me every day. You are.
You know what? I am, and I love that. I love that. What a great experience this is for me.
It's an amazing experience. Hey, you know, I want to also invite people to come and see my comedy show. I am at the Comedy Store on July 11th. That's a Friday night.
All right.
Up in the Belly Room, and we're putting on a show. I'll be on at 8 o'clock. That's an exciting thing. Also, we're doing some corporate comedy shows, which we didn't really key in on today. But basically, the idea is what we do is we put together a half-hour package where I come in with two other comedians, and we give you a self-contained comedy show at lunch.
Let's say goodbye to our screeners. I'm not sure at the time, but we're rapidly getting out of it. Ava, thank you so much for all your help over the past few weeks.
No problem.
We look forward to you coming back.
Me too.
And Victoria, you were wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think people like talking to both.
You guys just did a marvelous, marvelous job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Scott, I want to tell you, hey, as an engineer goes, you're the best, man. You're the best.
I thought you were going to forget me.
No way. I would never forget you.
We're just wondering about the time.
Well, it's getting close.
Okay. Let's talk about the show next week.
Okay. The show next week, we have Mario Magliari.
I've heard of him.
Oh, man, Mario. What a guy. Successful entrepreneur, nightclub owner, proprietor, restaurateur, real estate mogul, developer. He comes from the streets of Chicago.
Hey, Ava, do you want to say anything before we go?
I just want to say I've had a great time talking to Los Angeles, and I can't wait to get back and do it again.
And Victoria?
Same here. I'll see you guys next week.
We look forward to that. We look forward to that very much.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Well, Cash is going to wrap it for this week.
That's right.
It's been a terrific show, and all I want to say is it's been great with Tom. I look for more. Till next week, go for your dreams and keep laughing because it's going to keep you in shape.
That's right. And remember, L.A., you make it happen. Thanks a lot.
Good night, L.A.
Have a great week.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily the opinions of the staff and management of KYPA Los Angeles and KWPA Pomona.
Live from Studio A in West Hollywood, perched like kings over our kingdom on the world-famous Sunset Strip, you're on the air with the Motivational Comedy Network, a show that's taking motivation to a new level. Brought to you by...